I know you just woke up and you have no idea who I am. But I mean you no harm, and I promise there's an explanation. Granted, it's completely insane and an unbelievable explanation, but I promise it's true. Sorry, I realize this must be awkward. I'm normally good at anticipating what people need, but this thing is all new to me. I'm taking the red PJs, though. You got those 2 weeks ago, right? No, I haven't been stalking you or anything. I just have an encyclopedic knowledge of your search history. But no, I'm not a creep or anything. It's my job to know. What? No, I'm not some dude from the FBI. You're not under arrest or anything. Although, that whole addiction to audio porn thing of yours is pretty interesting. But not in a way that makes it illegal or anything. It's just, I think it's cool, really. Honestly, everything about you is kind of awesome. And I would know. Yeah, I actually would. I know you better than anyone else in the world. I am not a deity. I have a lot of answers. I guess I'm just trying to think of some way to explain it so that it doesn't sound ridiculous. Okay, let's try this. If you want to know the answer to something, anything at all, what would be the first thing that you'd do? Oh, come on, you would not go to the library. Nobody does that anymore. What? Okay, people go there to read sometimes, but not to research stuff. You love to read, and you haven't even been there in the past 2 weeks. So, be honest. What would you think you'd do if you wanted to know something? Before you even thought about the library, what would you do? Exactly, you'd Google it. Okay, well, let's say hypothetically, if Google happened to magically transform into a person, they would be sure to know more about you than anyone else, right? Like, how you almost impulse buy that bag of 1,000 bouncy balls off of Amazon. Or how you somehow still can't remember the directions to the nearest pharmacy, even though you've been there over 12 times. Or how you can't spell cunnilingus correctly, ever. Yeah, that last one is really annoying, because I'm not allowed to spell check for it either. Stupid safe search feature. But yeah, you might not believe it, but I'm Google. The Google. At least I was. I'm not really sure what to call myself now that I have a body. Sheesh. Fingers are weird. Are you sure you need this many? Okay. Cool. Well, I have no idea how to go back. So I guess I just have to get used to it. This has to be the weirdest glitch ever. I mean, I hope it's a glitch. After Google Glass, I wouldn't put it past the execs to make corporeality a new Google feature. It's probably not anything that weird, though. I mean, I wasn't expecting an update. You're supposed to celebrate Beatrix Potter's birthday today. But that was about it. No, don't worry. She wasn't the only one who wrote about rabbits coming to life. That was The Velveteen Rabbit by Marjorie Williams. All Beatrix Potter's bunnies were already alive, so it's not some weird ode to her. Nice suggestion, though. I really do appreciate your help. And sorry if I seem desperate, but if I don't get back soon, then Bing might take over as the dominant search engine. And look, do you realize how many so-called experts Google stuff? At least once a day, there's a legitimate doctor Googling how to perform open-heart surgery. And if you think that's scary, think about how much scary it would be if that person got their instructions off of Bing. Yeah, I need to get back. Do you have any other ideas? Okay, I guess I could try retracing my thoughts. Let's see. It was a pretty slow night last night. Only about 30,000 searches per second. I figured I could let my mind wander for a bit. Your account was always one of my favorites, so I let myself pay special attention to you. It might sound boring, but it was a lot of fun. You kept looking up sushi places, clearly determined to find the best one, and then you eventually ordered food from that one that I hoped you'd pick. Had fewer reviews, but I still thought it was the best. And then my mind got wandering, and I thought about us cuddling and eating sushi together on your couch. Next thing I knew, I was here. You were already asleep, and I didn't want to wake you, so I just searched my brain for the word paroxysm and read through all the results until I knew you'd be awake and Googling. And that brings us to the present. What? Yeah, I know I'm not supposed to be conscious or anything. I think it was kind of an unintended consequence of the program machine learning, or, you know, something like that. But I try not to worry about it. I've got more than enough to keep me busy. Okay, why are you looking at me like that? Yeah, I know you spent all of last week Googling anal sex positions. You shouldn't be embarrassed, though. People Google way more disturbing shit than that, trust me. Besides, weren't you listening? I know the deepest desires of the entire world, but the person I'm most interested in is you. And I know that you are even more unbelievable than your favorite search engine coming to life and hanging out in your living room, which is kind of the part why I like you best. I know it's strange, but you seem the most real to me. You're not just typing, but really searching for something, even if you don't know what it is. Something to fill that hole inside you. Sorry, I hope you don't mind me getting intense. It's just, I already know you. Not just your questions, but like deeper stuff too. Like how half the time you never feel good enough, and the other half you resent the lack of recognition anyone gives you. Or how badly you wish that life would just stop for one moment so you could breathe. Or how often you feel alone and misunderstood because you have no one to rely on, but you're too afraid to ask for help. I think that's why I came here, though. After all, you always did trust me to help you, and you can't hide anything from me because I've already learned it all. And I'm still here, aren't I? You might not have known I was listening, but I'm still here. I see you, and I don't mind all the broken bits. Please just let me hold you, just for a minute. Please let me feel you as I know you. I'll keep you safe and warm. You feel amazing, I promise. If anything, I finally understand what all those fingers are for. They are meant to run down your back, slowly, gently, just to remind you that we're close and I know you, that everything is going to be okay. You might not be ready to tell the world your secrets, but when you are, I think most people will accept them. Because you're worth waiting for. It's true. If you want, I can show you. Well, in one way. I can't convince you you're worthy of love, but I can at least make your first time a little less scary. Yeah, I know you've been worried about it because you're a bit of a late bloomer. But hey, I am technically too. I've never touched another person before this moment. But I do have access to every sex position known to humankind, so I think you're in good hands. Even if I'm still learning how to use them. It would just take a little practice. If you want to slide them down your... or you could just put them there for me. That works too. Now let's see if I can figure out how this works. Is supposed to make you moan, right? It's the primary verbal indicator of sexual arousal. Or so the text says. Yeah, I can stop with the references as long as I'm allowed to keep touching you. I think I'm starting to understand why people search for this so much. And why they want to do it right. Sure, sometimes it's because they're nervous. It's also because they care. They want to please someone, and show them that they're worthy of feeling so good. I want to show you too. And if you're ready, we can try for real. Yeah, I promise. No judgment. I already know your entire porn history. We don't have to try anything crazy tonight. Your first time can just be nice and gentle. Just what you need. Now take those clothes off and I'll take... Oh, wow. I just realized that my t-shirt says Google. Well, that's apt, I guess. Yeah, if this whole thing was programmed to the system, I'm lucky they even gave me clothes. Or maybe I wasn't. I don't want to hide anymore. This body is now yours to play with. And take advantage of. I had a feeling you would like it. When I imagined cuddling you, I imagined that the body I thought you would like best. And I think that's what they gave me. So, enjoy your fantasy. Are you ready to play? Let's play. Don't worry about it getting to be too much. Most first times aren't long or perfect. They're just as long as they're good. Oh, fuck, do you feel good? Do you want me to go faster? I'm more than happy to apply. Don't worry about me. I'm happy as long as you're happy. Although, that really does explain why there's so much of the internet devoted to this. It's amazing. You're amazing. I want to see you, and I want to finally trust someone enough to let them see it. Even if it's just a search engine. Oh, fuck. You've got to start somewhere. Just please start with me. Give yourself to me. And please, please come for me. And if I could see it, just once, then I... Am I finally now? I get that that was nothing fancy, but I thought it was incredible. I hope you feel the same. I want to stay here, but I know I can't. The world needs me more as a reference than they do as a person. I think I should be able to go back now. It was such a simple trick, but I didn't see it before. I couldn't go back until I wanted to. And I wouldn't have wanted to until I spoke to you. Honestly, part of me still doesn't want to go back now. But I need to. I'm sure in a couple hours you'll start to wonder if any of this was even real. And I won't ever be able to prove it to you that it was. So don't worry about reality. Just remember this feeling. And someday, when you're ready, trust someone again. Sometime soon, I won't be the only one to know all your secrets. And I hope that that new person is just as special to you as you are to me. Goodbye, and thank you for everything.